This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
We've got a special guest.
We do. Oh, what a shit. It is. Welcome to the arena, Sage King.
Hey, thanks for having
me. You get a
pause. Goes wild. Pause.
Dean's good. Press another sound. Press another sound.
Another sound? That's a favourite.
That's a good No, what's...
Oh, that's the favourite.
That's good.
Oh,
it's a sad party horn.
Oh, why sad?
I don't know. It's kind of just me after a party where everyone's left and I'm like... Anyway, on a lighter note, welcome.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
Sage you. King, you are... Now, let me hear you. You studied naturopathy, which mm-hmm. makes you a natural...
Naturopath.
Path.
Naturopath.
Path. A naturopath.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
So naturopathy is a holistic complementary medicine right. where we not only help people treat their symptoms but also try and find the root cause of what's going on for them.
Holistic.
So, yeah, very holistic. So body, mind, spirit, all interconnected. So it's trying to find what's going on, what the cause is, and then treating that so there's better long-term health outcomes.
And did you sort of grow up always wanting to be...
Actually, I'm a bit of a nerd and I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew from about 15 years of age that I wanted to be a naturopath, but got talked out of it, you know, classic VCE, you won't make any money.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody parents.
I know.
I'm in the arts. I'm not motivated by money.
Yeah, me either.
Well, doesn't it make sense? I'm like, oh, it's more to life.
Yeah, exactly.
My grandmother wanted me to be a priest. There's no money in that.
Not at all. No comment.
So from an early age, you wanted to be a naturopath.
Yes, and ended up coming back to naturopathy as a mature age student, and here we are.
Don't tap the desk.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
A Morse code there. It's like a code of messages.
No, I love it. Is there a number one sort of ailment that people go to visit for? I've got adrenal gland, I was going to say failure, it's not failure, but just like stress.
Fatigue. And
like a lot of,
full disclosure, here we go.
I wake up feeling like I've had 10 coffees.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, maybe not always. No. They should.
A lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder, especially in the LGBTR community.
Yes, of course.
Insomnia. They're the main things, really. A lot of, like, you're experiencing a lot of nervous system support that people need.
So as a naturopath, do you prescribe medications or treatments?
So not medications in the same way that a doctor does. We can definitely work alongside them. But we use anything from energetic medicine to nutritional therapy to herbal therapy. And a lot of our groundwork is on diet and lifestyle. So really cheap, affordable, accessible lifestyle strategies that you can implement to have better health outcomes.
So tell me this. So every Tuesday when I come to do radio with Jacqueline, on the way I buy a cup of peppermint tea.
Yes, and it uses a keep cup.
Cute. Very good.
He does it.
No, I don't. So tell me, peppermint tea, is that type of thing you might subscribe to?
Absolutely.
Prescribe to somebody?
Yeah, so herbal therapies definitely. And we do that whether it be in liquid tinctures, teas. Ooh. So we've got herbal extracts.
Like a rescue remedy on the tongue.
Oh.
Well, that's more energetic medicine.
Oh,
herbal medicine's more, most of them are extracted from ethanol, but we get the active constituents out of whole plants, and so they're really concentrated, and then we put them into little mixes or herbal tinctures, and then we prescribe those. But herbal teas are another really great way that are super effective.
I'm doing the right thing, yeah?
Absolutely.
Valerium?
Yeah.
That's what I failed with. One of the many wonderful things about you, that you actually work towards, or you cater for, like you were saying, the LGBTI community and also sex workers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I graduated, I took a little bit of time off.
Oh, because you studied this at
Laureate, under Laureate University at the Southern School of Natural Therapies.
Yeah, yeah.
So I graduated there in about 2017, took a break. But speaking to a lot of my friends that are transitioning or trying to conceive in same-sex partnerships, there's just not a lot of support in complementary health for those type of for that part of the community. So I thought, I am that community. Why not provide services and, you know, create a space where people can come and see me without explaining their identity or, you know, justifying who they love and potentially getting discriminated for that. So
yeah.
I really wanted to create a safe space for people in that way.
You've used the term there, complementary medicine. So what's that?
Mm. So complementary medicine.
Is that what you say to Jacqueline? You look fabulous.
Yeah.
And then you feel better.
I do that to all my clients.
Take a lot of turmeric.
Oh, there's another buzzword, turmeric. We're all about turmeric at the moment.
The complementary medicine.
Yeah, so complementary medicine is more, we're not technically classified as like allied in the same way as osteopaths or physios, for example.
Yeah.
But complementary is that we provide health services that can complement other health services, which is before I was saying, like, we can work alongside GPs to create better health outcomes for our patients. So it can be a primary source of treatment, but we do work really well alongside other modalities.
Mm. And probably very good for prevention as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Long term. Yeah.
I've had a lot of slippery elm in my time.
Oh.
Just to get it moving. I've tried everything. Because I had severe rosacea, so I spent a lot of money on everything.
Everything.
I'm like, give me everything.
Slippery elm's good.
Please. Is it? What does slippery elm do? I'm intrigued.
We call it a mucilage herb, but basically it creates kind of like a goo, you know, in the same way that something like linseed or
chia,
it kind of gets all sticky and it coats your gastrointestinal tract. So really good for any inflammation, digestion, you know, get things moving a bit.
But because it's like stress and cortisone, that's the injection.
Cortisol.
But yeah.
Cortisol, yes. Okay,
so it's mainly caused inflammation as well.
Cortisol is kind of like a two-way street, but a lot of stress that I'm seeing a lot through my clinic at the moment can have a profound impact negatively on people's digestive systems because of that inflammation.
Do you have any like Christmas tips besides don't try and stuff yourself? Or try not to drink too much, which you shouldn't do at all.
Yeah, well, a classic thing to do is just to be really mindful as you're eating. So I know we get to Christmas and we like shovel everything down because it's all exciting.
And then the food coma at about 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's also necessary.
you better do first.
But just chewing slowly, smelling your food, taking the time to taste it and really enjoy it will actually give all of your body the digestive enzymes that it needs to break your food down more efficiently. So that can really help.
Another thing
you can do is fresh lemon in a bit of warm water first thing in the morning will increase the acid in your stomach and just really prep your digestive system.
Oh, because some people also do apple cider vinegar. Same idea,
similar. So apple cider vinegar will increase the acid in your stomach more than lemon, but lemon also has a nice bitter effect on the liver. So it's much better if you're going to be having a few wines of every now and then.
Don't look at me.
Sage listens to the show, I think. Yes. Thank you very much, Sage. I think we've learned something
here
today.
We've learned a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
No problems at all. Stick around. You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.